From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. China to expel U.S. journalists as media freedom row grows. Shipping line of Johor Tanjung Pinang stops operating. Now the news in detail. China on Wednesday announced it would expel American journalists from three major U.S. newspapers in one of the communist government's biggest crackdowns on the foreign press and escalating a bitter row over media freedoms. As quoted by AFP.com, the move against the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal came as the superpowers also feuded over the coronavirus pandemic, with U.S. President Donald Trump provocatively branding it the Chinese virus. China said the expulsions were in retaliation for Washington's decision to cut the number of Chinese nationals allowed to work for its state-run media on American soil. They are legitimate and justified self-defense in every sense, the foreign minister said of the expulsions. Lockdown policy implemented by Malaysian government has actually brought about an impact to its citizens' activities going out to the nearest neighboring country, namely Indonesia, particularly to the Riau Islands region, which shares direct border with the state of Johor Bahru. The policy is taken as an effort to suppress the spread of the new coronavirus or COVID-19 in Malaysia. As a result, the shipping lines that so far have been connecting borders between the two countries, one of which is the shipping route of the Johor Bahru Stulang Laut port to the port of Sri Bintanpura Tanjung Pinang City Riau Island, has been forced to stop operating. Head of the Tanjung Pinang Port Authority, or KSOP, Apeati to RRI on Tuesday stated that the termination of the shipping route started on Tuesday at 11 p.m. Western Indonesia time, or 00 Wednesday, March 18, Malaysian time. Therefore, practically all fleet of ships owned by a number of Malaysian operators and local shipping companies were forced to stop operating. Mapiati further said the suspension of the ship's operation is only for a short time, only within 14 days ahead. The situation also automatically affected Indonesian citizens from Riau Islands who are currently still in Malaysia. If they have not yet left the country since Tuesday, they must wait for 2 weeks later, then they will get permission to return to Tanjung Pinang.
Ya, kalau dia tidak pulang hari ini, 14 hari ke depan lagi baru pulang.
Yes, if they do not return today, in the next 14 days, he will return from Johor to Tanjung Pinang. Then there will be a boat to go. It's not us who stops the operation of the ships, but the Malaysian Prime Minister stops it. If you go to Singapore, it is still on the operation. Besides the Tanjung Pinang Johor Bahru Malaysia shipping route, the Sri Bintanpura port of Tanjung Pinang also serves the shipping route to Singapore. KSOP Tanjung Pinang also stated that ships to Singapore until now are still operating regularly. It is because the Singapore authorities' policy is different from Malaysia's policy by not implementing lockdown policy. The Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, has appealed to national companies, particularly state-owned firms, to contribute their corporate social responsibility, or CSR, funds to the fight against COVID-19. As quoted by Antara News Agency, INDEF researcher Rusli Abdullah in Jakarta on Tuesday stated that CSR funds from state-owned firms as well as private companies will help the fight against coronavirus. CSR funds may be used to provide free medical tests in regions as part of efforts to stem the spread of COVID-19. He further said companies can work with neighborhood associations or community units in coordination with local administrations. The activity of free tests may serve as an early precautionary measure against the spread of COVID-19. In addition, the funds can also be used to procure medical supplies such as masks, which can also help check the spread of COVID-19 in Indonesia. The European Championship, due to be played in June and July this year, has been postponed until 2021 because of the coronavirus pandemic. European football's governing body, or UEFA, said on Tuesday, as quoted by AFP.com, UEFA announced that the new proposed dates of the tournament were June 11 to July 11 next year, as Euro 2020 becomes Euro 2021. It said the postponement will help all domestic competitions currently on hold due to the COVID-19 emergency to be completed, as it made a commitment to finishing club seasons by June 30. The announcement came after UEFA held crisis talk with national associations as well as clubs and players' bodies via video conference as the continent fights to deal with the health crisis. The health of all those involved in the game is the priority, as well as to avoid placing any unnecessary pressure on national public services involved in staging matches. Europe's domestic leagues have ground to a halt over the last week as football confronts its biggest issue in modern times. The novel coronavirus can survive on some surfaces for days or in the air for several hours, according to U.S. government-funded study published Tuesday. As quoted by AFP.com, scientists found that the virus that causes the COVID-19 disease had similar levels of viability outside the body to its predecessor that caused SARS. This means that other factors like greater transmission between people with no symptoms might be why the current pandemic is far greater than the SARS outbreak of 2002 to 2003. The new paper was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, or NEJM, and carried out by scientists from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, University of California, Los Angeles, and Princeton. The new coronavirus was detectable for up to 4 hours on copper and 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel, and for up to 24 hours on cardboard. The deadly coronavirus has now hit all 50 states in the U.S. as West Virginia reported its first case of the infection on Tuesday. As quoted by BBC.com local time, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice said his site knew this was coming to announce its first COVID patient. New York City said it is considering a lockdown similar to one in the San Francisco Bay Area. There have so far been 108 deaths in the U.S. from coronavirus and more than 6,300 confirmed cases nationwide. Globally, there are about 200,000 cases and nearly 8,000 people have died. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he would decide within 2 days whether to order the city's 8.5 million residents to shelter in place, such as a move could largely confine people to their homes while allowing them to make necessary trips to buy grocery or medicine, walk a dog or exercise as long as they avoid public interaction. Asian stock markets steadied on Wednesday after major economies revealed details of their plans to ease the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. It came after Wall Street's main indexes rebounded by more than 5% on Tuesday after steep falls on Monday. As quoted by BBC.com local time in the U.S., the Trump administration outlined a $1 trillion or €830 billion package to support the world's biggest economy. At the same time, the UK has revealed details of its own stimulus measures, including €330 billion of business loans. In early Asian trade, Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 was 1.4% higher. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong was up by 0.5%, and China's Shanghai Composite gained 1.2%. However, overnight U.S. stock market futures were indicating a weaker open for Wall Street. Oil prices have also steadied after sliding on Tuesday to their lowest level in 4 years. Listener, that was the news. Listener, today's commentary is on Malaysia's lockdown. Indonesia's nearest neighbor, Malaysia, has taken an important step to prevent the widespread of the corona or COVID-19 virus. The Malaysian government has officially imposed a national lockdown since Wednesday, March 18, 2020. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin announced it live on state television radio, RTM and Bernama TV. The national lockdown is valid until March 31, 2020. During this time, all business activities and movements in or out of the country are stopped in order to prevent the widespread of the coronavirus or COVID-19, which had taken many lives. The Malaysian government's decision is based on the 1988 and 1967 laws on infectious disease. The lockdown in order is expected to reduce the number of infected people. With the lockdown order, the Malaysian government has stopped all business activities except supermarkets and grocery stores that sell basic daily necessities. All government and private buildings are closed. Only government offices and those providing important services may operate, such as banking, transportation, pharmacies, sports and airports, as well as food providers. During the lockdown period, the government of Malaysia banned its citizens from traveling abroad. Likewise, no foreigners, including tourists, are allowed to enter Malaysia. Malaysians returning from overseas must quarantine themselves for 14 days. The decision of the Malaysian government is considered appropriate to prevent the growing number of people infected with COVID-19. Malaysia is indeed known as one of the popular destinations visited by many foreign tourists. During this time, various tourist attractions in the country have drawn many visitors, especially foreign tourists, including from Indonesia and other Asian countries. Lockdown or restrictions on the movement of people domestically as well as in and out Malaysia, of course, has its impact on the country's economy. However, in order to protect its citizens from the catastrophe caused by the coronavirus, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin finally made the decision. That was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the first information of today's in history is from March 18, 1937, about the explosion at the New London School. On March 18, 1937, there was an explosion at the New London School, Texas, caused by a leak of natural gas. This explosion destroyed the whole school. Since then, the school board canceled their natural gas contract and asked plumbers to install a tap into a parent gasoline company residual gas line to save money. The force of the explosion was so great that a concrete block weighing 2 tons was thrown from the building. About 500 students and 40 teachers were out the building at the time. The disaster killed more than 295 students and teachers, making it the deadliest school disaster in American history. Until now, the incident is still the third most deadly disaster in Texas history. After the Galveston storm in 1910 and the Texas City disaster in 1947. We turn to the event on March 18, 1958. The earthquake in Turkey. On March 18, 1953, an earthquake with 7.5 magnitude occurred in the province of Çanakkale and Balıkesir in the Marmara region in western Turkey and caused widespread damage. The earthquake killed 1,700 people and caused damage that was estimated to reach a repair value of more than $3 million. The damage caused by this earthquake caused a national reconstruction law in Turkey. I will conclude with March 18, 2000. Chan Shui-bian is selected as president of Taiwan. Chan Shui-bian was the president of the Republic of China or Taiwan for the period 2000 to 2008. The election results on March 18, 2000 made the political and power control of Taiwan change hands. In 1998, he was unable to compete with Kuomintang candidates to occupy the seat of the mayor of Taipei. However, after this failure, he won the presidential election in 2000. He became the first Taiwanese president outside the Kuomintang. The Kuomintang party itself has ruled in Taiwan for more than 55 years. Chan Shui-bian and Onit Lui Hai-lian were sworn in Taiwan's president and vice president at a ceremony at the president's office in Taipei on March 20, 2000. Listener, that was Today in History.
Selalu ada dalam hatiku. Kuma
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian top furniture export. Indonesian furniture industry was one of the priorities and top sector which can give significant contribution towards national economic growth, especially foreign exchange. That was stated by Cooperative and Small Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Dugi when opening the 5th Jogja International Furniture and Craft Fair Indonesia or JIFINA in Yogyakarta over the weekend. This exhibition was held at Jogja Expo Center, Yogyakarta on March 17. Teten Mas Dugi said, Indonesia has long tradition, raw material, strong craftsmen and high demand of domestic furniture abroad. In addition, Indonesian president has also set furniture as a top product for export. Therefore, cooperatives and small-medium enterprises gave appreciation for the exhibition, since it can facilitate interaction between furniture business people, buyers and other parties. However, the minister also reminded that Indonesian export is still the smallest or only 2% in the available global market. Therefore, this became a challenge for all, especially the industry players, to seize the great export opportunity to be synergized. Teten Mas Dugi also reminded furniture sector is very dynamic and rapidly developing. If Indonesia cannot follow global market's taste, both in design and material and other things, the country can lose the competition. World also pays more respect to environment. Therefore, Indonesian furniture industry must also be sustainable. Related to that, cooperatives and small medium ministry joined hands with industry ministry to develop human resources, technology application, funding and partnership among craftsmen, big business people and buyers. Meanwhile, Java Bali Jogja International Furniture and Craft Fair Indonesia or JIFINA Forum Head Timbul Rajo in his remarks said, this exhibition became important strategic program for promotion and effort to seize creative product market to the buyers. Timbul Raharjo further said the 5th JIFINA is important because related ministries also gave support and they already had significant number of confirmed foreign buyers. By displaying furniture designs and crafts with artistic presentation, JIFINA becomes the best exhibition in Indonesia. That was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to introduce you Matan Island in Papua. Going to the eastern part of Indonesia always gives an amazing impression. Papua has many beautiful natures which cannot be compared with other regions in Indonesia. One of them is Matan Island. The unoccupied small island is one of beautiful islands which enters in Raja Ampat Regency. The island covers around 5,000 meters wide, but the beauty of the island is quite amazing. Matan Island has white sand, blue ocean, and lush trees that grow on this island. The island presents the beauty of nature which can spoil your eyes. The distance from Sorong City to Matan Island is expected only 8 miles. Its location is precisely in the west of Sorong City. Actually, Matan Island enters into clusters of Salawati Islands in Raja Ampat Regency, but its distance from there is far, but it is closer from Sorong City. To go to Matan Island, you should rent speed boat or small boat like Kating-Kating, which is usually used by Sorong residents to cross to this doomed island. If you want to go to Matan Island, you can go to Sardom Port. The travel time from Sardom Port to Matan Island is only 40 minutes until 1 hour. The speed boat owned by residents with a capacity of 12 people can be rented at a price of 1 million rupiahs. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the island, you can also enjoy the extraordinary underwater scenery. Because Matan Island is uninhabited, there are no facilities on this island, including toilets. You are also advised to bring your own food and drinks. Many types of fish on this island also make Matan Island a favorite location for fishers. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder featuring Matan Island in Papua. Tomorrow we will meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye and have a nice day.
Musim pergi berganti dan ku takkan pernah berhenti berharap mentari kan bersinar lagi. Apa ini janji? Bukan cerita. Oh, kenyataannya semua karena hatimu membawa.
Alright, listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini? In English, where is food stall around here? Listen to this conversation about di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini, which means where is food stall around here? Kevin asked Rama and Eko about food stall near their boarding house.
Di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini?
Di sekitar sini, Jalan Pemuda.
Dari sini kemana?
Dari sini, jalan kaki keluar gang. Lalu, belok kanan.
Lalu?
Nah, di situ ada banyak penjual makanan.
Now I'm going to introduce the vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I will say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di mana? Where? Tempat makan. Food stall. Di sekitar sini. Around here. Jalan kaki. On foot. Gang. Oli. Belok kanan. Turn right. Di situ. There. Di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini? Di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini? Where is food stall around here? Di sekitar Jalan Pemuda. Around Jalan Pemuda. Di mana itu? Where is it? Dari sini jalan kaki keluar gang, lalu belok kanan. Turn to the alley by foot, then turn right. Di situ ada banyak penjual makanan. Di situ ada banyak penjual makanan. You can find food stalls there. At the conversation, there is the word di mana. The word di mana is used to ask about place or location. The expression di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini is used to ask about the food stall. To answer the question, you can mention and show the direction to achieve the place or location. Kevin, di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini? Or, where is the food stall around here? Rama, di Jalan Pemuda. Or in English, at Jalan Pemuda. Rama, di mana ATM terdekat? Or in English, where is the closest ATM? Kevin, di depan dekat pos polisi. Dari sini belok kiri, ATM ada di sebelah kanan. Di depan dekat pos polisi, dari sini belok kiri, ATM ada di sebelah kanan. Which means in English, over there, near the police station. Turn left from here, then you can find the ATM on the right side. The word di mana is used to ask about location. To ask someone the direction to the location, you can ask them, dari sini kemana? For examples, di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini? Or in English, where is food stall around here? Di Jalan Pemuda, which means in English, at Jalan Pemuda. Dari sini kemana? In English, how to get there? Dari sini belok kiri, rumah makan ada di sebelah kanan. Dari sini belok kiri, rumah makan ada di sebelah kanan. Which means, in English, turn left from here, then you can find the food stall on the right side.
Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di mana tempat makan di sekitar sini?
Di sekitar sini, Jalan Pemuda.
Dari sini kemana?
Dari sini, jalan kaki keluar gang. Lalu, belok kanan.
Lalu?
Nah, di situ ada banyak penjual makanan.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia, or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Esok nanti kenangan dan harapan bercahaya di dalam hati, sejuta mimpi menjadi nyata.
Cinta.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I present a song from East Java entitled Keraban Sape. The song Keraban Sape was composed by Abdul Jumali. The song narrates a story of cow raising in Madura Island, East Java. The song describes about many people crowded Madura every year to watch the cow race or Karapan Sapi. Karapan Sapi is not only an annual event, but it is also a symbol of prestige for cow's owners who participate in the race. The song Karapan Sape is often sung by various Indonesian choir groups. One of them is a choir group of Sidoarjo High School. They presented the song Keraban Sape at the 5th Singapore International Choral Festival held on July 22, 2018. Well, listener, here is the song Keraban Sape by Iin Hamid. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia. Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.